Well, Alexia, time to get our weekend on, and there is lots to do. Let's kick it off with a musical because, well, they are in. Musicals are in.
Yeah, there seem to be a lot of musicals going on in Las Cruces lately. Tonight, Legally Blonde, the musical, opens, and that's going to run through June 17th with performances at 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and at 2 p.m. on Sundays.
And this is taking place at the Las Cruces Community Theater, correct?
Yes, and the cost is $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, students, and military, and $10 for children 12 and under.
Okay, tickets can be purchased at lcctnm.org. Let's talk about some country music in the Plaza. The Plaza, yet again, here we go. The Plaza is where it's at.
Yeah, it seems like every weekend there's something going on at the Plaza lately. Homeward Bound Country in the Plaza is taking place on Saturday at 7 p.m. And this is going to be an interesting concert because it features Las Cruces country music artists. They're from Las Cruces. It's Alyssa Newton, Bree Bagwell, and Josh Grider. And all three of them will be coming home to Las Cruces for this concert.
That's great that they are able to come back to Las Cruces. I know they do it quite frequently, but it's nice to get them all three together
Yeah.
in a great jam session.
Yeah, and considering that it's three performers, it's pretty affordable. It's only $15 in advance and $20 at the gate, which is a pretty good deal for three country artists performing all at once.
And here's a bonus: children 12 and under get in for free.
Yes.
More information at downtownlc.com. Let's talk about a one-woman tribute to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, Erin Sullivan.
Yet again in downtown.
Yeah. Yeah, always something downtown lately. Erin Sullivan's going to present her one-woman tribute to Marilyn Monroe in With Love, Marilyn, and that's at 6:30 p.m. tonight and 5 p.m. Saturday at the Rio Grande Theater. And tickets are $27.50 and can be purchased online at borderlandsfilmfestival.org.
She's going to be performing actual classic hits like I Want to Be Loved by You and one of my favorites, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
That's one of your favorites.
Well, kind of, just because I can never fulfill diamonds to any of the girls in my life. You know, what are you going to do? And Sunday, some more country music.
Yeah, this is Music in the Park, part of the Music in the Park series. The Abe Mack Band, which is a country band from El Paso, and the Las Cruces Gents, a variety band from La Mesa, will perform at Young Park, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. Sunday, and it's free.
Okay, and this is part of the City of Las Cruces Parks and Recreation Department's Music in the Park series, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this takes place Sunday at Young Park, the Abe Mack Band, country band from El Paso, and the Las Cruces Gents, a variety band from La Mesa, so keeping it local. All right, Taste for Your Impulse. Now, I have walked past it because I was in downtown this past week for the farmers market, and I got to see for the very first time Little Toad Creek and Distillery at 119 North Main Street. Did not get a chance to walk in, but tell me all about it.
Yeah, so this is a new brewery and distillery that
It's an actual distillery, okay? So
Yeah.
they brew beer and they
Yeah.
distill spirits.
Yes. So they serve beer, spirits, and specialty cocktails. And they opened in early May, so they're pretty new to Las Cruces. It's a Silver City-based brewery and distillery. So some people may have been to the one in Silver City, and now there's one here in Las Cruces. And they also offer live music regularly each week, about three times a week.
Okay.
And what's nice about the location is that when there's already events going on in the plaza, like there are so many lately, you kind of have a front row seat to
Ah,
that
that's
event,
true.
you
Because they
know?
don't they have kind of like a little patio area?
Yeah.
And also, I know that the front window is a big window, so you can actually look from outside, look from inside outside.
Yeah, and I guess they make it a point to not have live music on the days that there are events going on in the plazas because the sound reaches the venue, so you already kind of have that live music experience just from that event. So it's pretty cool. It's another thing that's happening downtown, so I definitely want to check it out at some point.
And actually, one of the cool things they allow is they allow you to bring outside food from the food trucks, and they also have a special delivery menu from Dragonfly, which is literally right next door. So customers can kick back, enjoy a fresh brew, and call in orders and have them walked over to Little Toad Creek by Dragonfly staff.
Yeah, and you can also bring your own food as well.
Alexa, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, go out and enjoy your weekend.